What is going on, guys? Hello and welcome back to another edition of the GoingFor2.com NFL Sports Betting Show. It's already week 8 in the NFL season. How time flies. And week 7 to recap was another fantastic week for us. A clean sweep here at the show. We had $1,000 on Colts money line to win 400. That game was over by halftime. We had a $200 teaser of Colts plus 3.5, Patriots plus 7, and Rams minus 1. Very nice hit there. And then to top it off, Justin Tucker helped us out, missed his first career extra point, and the under and the New Orleans-Baltimore game hit 23-24, and the under was 49.5. So a clean sweep for us here at the show, up $650 last week. Which brings our grand total on the podcast, if you followed all the picks with all the correct dollar amounts, we are up $4,950 on the season so far. We just cannot stop winning here at the show. I mean, Ben's made some great picks. Jeff had some good ones. Eli in week 2 had some great picks as well. We just hear whenever anybody comes on the show, we always seem to win. So friend of the podcast, Ben Carey of Currency Kings, you can follow him on Instagram at Currency Kings, is back with us tonight to help me break down the slate, play a little Guess the Lines. Ben, how's it going tonight, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. It was another winning, profitable week for us here at the show. How about week 7 for you? How'd you do?
Basically, broke even. It was frustrating. It was 2-0, headed into Monday night, and I was one of the people who was on the wrong side of the 2-point conversion. So I had the Falcons 3.5, and ultimately the Giants ended up covering by 3. So that was a tough one to lose in the last 8 seconds. But hey, it happens, and it's been pretty good up to that point in the last few weeks. So we're back at it again here.
Yep, man, that hook, man, that sweet hook. So, yeah, they were up 3.5 and then lost, they lost by 3. So the Giants, even though they are terrible, they were still able to cover a small spread. That's why I hate games with 3-4 point spreads, because, you know, even bad teams can get within 1-2 points, some weird safety or punt return, missed extra points, something strange happens. So that's a tough one to lose. Yeah. I've been on the wrong side of that many a time, and it's the worst.
Yeah, definitely. But hey, we'll get it back this weekend.
So I've just, of course, Ben, you've been on several times, and you've seen the picks. I've just been on a crazy hot streak for this podcast, and just my bets in general have just—I forgot what losing was like, and so this week, one of these weeks, man, it's just gonna kick me in the nuts. I know one of these weeks is just gonna blow up in my face. So hopefully that's not this week, but
keep riding the wave. I mean, I'm kind of going through the same thing in college football, so you know it's you go in with a lot of confidence, but you know, in the back of your mind, you know, as bettors and handicappers, we know what can happen quickly. But yeah, man, you've been killing it. The shows we've been on, and then you know, listening last week. Yeah, good job, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, the Colts. I mean, as long as the Colts won, I was having a good week, and they were able to kick the shit out of the Bills. I knew they would. They would not go 1-6 after that game. I actually think the Colts, that division is wide open. I think if they can go 7-2 the rest of the way, get some division wins, they can win that division. But so thank you, Andrew Luck and the Colts. It was another great week. But I'm telling you, man, that week's coming where something like the Patriots lose to the Bills or something, and then just everything goes to shit. So hopefully that is not this week. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. Week 8 is already here, so we're going to jump right in. Guess the Lines here with Ben Carey. So we have 4 teams on bye. Thank God. All these teams I hate to bet on. We have Tennessee, Dallas, Atlanta, and the Chargers. So no real trap games I'm seeing on the schedule here, but we have a lot to cover, so let's jump right in. You ready?
Yep, let's do it.
So, the first game on the slate is man, they fucking keep throwing in these London games. The third week in a row for a London game. Philadelphia 3-4 taking on Jacksonville 3-4. Now Jacksonville, they play a London game every year for some reason. I don't know why the NFL pegged them as the London team, but Jacksonville has sort of gotten used to playing in London. And so that can sort of move the line a bit. I think they sort of have a good feel for it. It's really tough to just change the sleep schedule. We've talked about it on prior shows. I hate the London game. I won't bet it. So this is a classic stay away game. But if you like anything, we'll talk about it. So Philadelphia 3-4, definitely Super Bowl hangover for them. What a brutal loss last week to the Panthers. I mean, coming in to the fourth quarter, it's 17-0. Looks like fans are already leaving the stadium. They're ready to chalk it up as a win, and Carolina scores 21, and Philadelphia doesn't get a single point in the fourth, and they lose that game. Just a brutal loss. And then Jacksonville is just a shit show right now. They've lost three straight. They have put up like a combined, I think, like 14 points in those three games, something like that. So it's just been absolute train wreck for them in the last few weeks. Blake Bortles benched last week. Still named the starter this week in London, but I don't know, man. I said Philadelphia by 4 points.
I had Philly by 3.
Yeah, this should have been just a classic 3. I should have just slapped a 3 on it. You got it correctly, right on the money. It is Philadelphia by 3 points. In London, so I've already tipped my hand. I hate the London games. I just can't bet it. Even last week, I mean Tennessee lost by just a point. They should have probably won that game. Just something always strange happens. Do you like anything in the London game, or are you just staying away?
I'm staying away. So one of the previous London games this year was Raiders Seahawks, and I really liked the under in that one, and it hit. After that, I felt like I was playing with fire just to get a win in London in a London game. So, I mean, there's other line values this week. So I'm not gonna touch anything in this one, and I really don't feel confident about giving anything or any suggestions on. I just don't feel confident with it being in London and the earlier start. So. That's my take on this one. Sounds like you feel the same.
100%, I definitely do. One thing to mention about just the spread, Jacksonville last year, of course, they were sort of the darling sleeper surprise team that everybody was sort of shocked by. I mean, they were finished third in the AFC. Now, last year, everything just went the Jags' way in terms of their division. Deshaun Watson got hurt in week 7. Andrew Luck didn't play the entire season. And then Tennessee was sort of a shit show as well. Mariota was hurt on and off. I think Jacksonville was a fluke last year. I really don't think they're good. I know their defense is fantastic, but it's regressed this year. Blake Bortles is just terrible. I've said it before, like, why couldn't they go out and get, heck, like Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, Derek Carr's, they're hearing trade rumors for him. Like, they're just awful. And I think this is the actual Jacksonville Jaguars team this year. Their division is better now. Tennessee, Houston's coming on strong, and then the Colts sort of had a nice bounce back win last week. And I know the record doesn't say so, but I think the Colts are actually pretty good. So I think this is the actual Jacksonville Jaguars team that we're seeing. I just don't think they're good. I think last year was an absolute fluke. They should have lost games to the Colts, the Deshaun Watson and the Texans. And I just don't think they were a good team last year, or this year. So that's my take on it. I'm done betting Jacksonville games. What about you?
Yeah, I'm staying away. You know, last year Bortles played decent and, you know, surprised some people, but I think that was kind of a fluke, to be honest. I just think, you know, playing those teams in the division, a lot of them didn't have a lot to play for, and I think the defense, you know, really carried that team last year. So I think this year it's catching up to them. So yeah, just I don't have a good read on this team. You know, I would want to bet on the Eagles in this one, but it just has a weird feeling being in London. So just staying away overall in this one.
Yep, for sure. I agree. Just a couple clerical things. The over-under is 41. Philadelphia minus 175 for the W. Jacksonville plus 150. Yep, I hate this game. I both of these teams are in desperate. This is like a must-win game for Jacksonville. I mean, to go down 3-5.
Yeah,
it really
is.
I mean, the AFC is way tougher than we thought coming into the year. KC's good. Chargers are hot, 5-2. So they can't be 7-9 and get a wild card, 8-8. So this is a must-win game for both teams. I mean, Philadelphia is already two and a half games back of Washington in the standings. So big game for both teams.
Yeah.
Next game on our slate, we have the Baltimore Ravens, 4-3, taking on the Carolina Panthers, 4-2. Both teams on the opposite ends last week. Baltimore losing a heartbreaker. Justin Tucker, first career extra point missed. Of course, I had the under in that game, so I was flipping out because he never misses. And, yep, unbelievable. He's basically the best kicker of all time. And just the look on his face he gave, it was ridiculous. And then Carolina.
Yeah, he was shocked.
Yeah, everybody was. I mean, Carolina, 4-2. Yeah. They had a really nice win, really, really nice win to come back in the fourth. They did not give up, even though down 17. So they were on the other end of the spectrum. They had a nice fourth quarter win. So it is in Carolina. Both teams pretty even in my mind. I said Carolina by one.
I have Ravens by two.
Interesting. It looks like we're on sort of opposite ends here. I got it right on the head, my friend. It is Carolina by 1 point, according to my bookie. So I get that one. Now, this is just, I don't think you can create a more stay-away-ish game than this one right here, Ben. I cannot get a gauge on this game. Both teams basically have the same record. One's really good on the offensive side of the ball. One's really good on the defensive side. I have no idea what to do with this game or any feel for it. What about you?
Yeah, so I have a couple takes on this one. I'm actually leaning with the under in this one. I really like the Ravens defense, of course, but I also think in this one the Panthers defense will play well at home against Joe Flacco. He has pretty bad splits on the road. And, you know, with it being in the NFC against the NFC opponent, I don't think he's going to have a great game in this one. So I'm actually, one of my plays is going to be the under in this one. So, yeah, that's something I like in this one, actually.
Under 43.5, so they think it's going to be a 22-21 game. Even that would hit on your under play. I like that play a lot, actually. I think that's definitely a good pick.
Yeah.
I may actually even tease that that under to
It's definitely something to tease about. So funny you mentioned that. I was just looking at almost spaced it. I do have that as one of my teaser plays as well. So in a three-team teaser, that goes up to 54. So the under of 54 is something else I'm playing too as well.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Now, Baltimore 4-3. I mean, they sort of. I thought they were just Flacco last year was like basically the worst quarterback in the NFL. I just did not have high hopes for them coming into the year, but their defense has played really well, and yet they're only 4-3. Like that's not that they're not like 6-1, 5-2, anything like that. They're still barely above 500. So an important game for both teams, of course, two playoff bound teams. It looks like so. Who do you actually see winning this game?
Oh man, I actually think the Panthers are going to pull it out, but that's just—I mean, it's a coin flip, really. The Ravens' defense has been killing it, so it really just depends how Cam Newton can play. But yeah, I just think it's going to be a low scoring game, something around like 17-20. In that range, but I would lean with the Panthers, but I'm like I said, kind of a coin flip with the winner there.
Couldn't agree more. It's just too much of a. I just don't know where to go on this game. I mean, it is in Carolina, but I think Baltimore is actually the better team. So I really don't know. The Baltimore minus 130 or Yeah, it's basically a pick'em. So, Carolina -135 for the W, Baltimore +115. I really don't know where to go on this game, and so for me, easy stay away game. Next game on our slate, we have Ben's Denver Broncos 3-4 taking on the 5-1 Kansas City Chiefs. Ben, how does it feel knowing Patrick Mahomes is going to be in your division for the next 15 years? That's got to suck.
It's tough to have that realization, but you know, hopefully some way somehow we can get a quarterback back here, and it's definitely not going to be Chad Kelly. So,
Definitely
oh,
not.
man.
Definitely not. He's got some legal trouble right now. I'm sure it's been all over Barstool and Deadspin and everything. You should check a police report on that. You know who it also isn't going to be? Case Keenum, because Case Keenum has been pretty terrible this year. More interceptions than touchdowns. They were calling for his head in the Rams game at halftime that you were actually there, inebriated for. So, yeah,
Well, I was
everybody, it looks.
coherent enough to be able to I yell and you know, ask for Chad Kelly at the time, but now we have Kevin Hogan as our backup, so I don't know what to do anymore. Emmanuel Sanders threw a touchdown last game, so maybe he just needs to
That's
go out
right.
there and be our quarterback.
That's right. So is Chad Kelly not with the team anymore?
They canned him as of Wednesday morning, so he's done.
Wow, damn. No, I thought he was actually gonna be okay. I know he's a seventh round pick, but I think he could have been a pretty serviceable backup, but that is
Yeah, he looked good in preseason, but
very true, very true. As did Blake Bortles, though, so who knows? Kansas City, they are just flying high, 5-1. They just demolish teams, coming off a huge win against a very good Bengals team. They beat them by 35 points on Monday Night Football, or was that Sunday night? Sunday Night Football. So they are flying high. Doesn't look like they are going to lose anytime soon. I said KC by 11 points at home.
I had a 10.5 for KC.
You boxed me out on this one. It is KC by 10. You get it by just half a point. Nice guess. It is a division game, so you'd think the spread would be a little closer, but Kansas City's just demolishing teams. And you have a good feel for your team. 3-4 coming into this week, taking on Kansas City at home. I personally just don't see any way Denver wins this game. What about you?
I agree, and especially after what's going on too. So just to give people a little background with Chad Kelly, it was essentially a Tuesday night Halloween party that they've had, you know, year after year. So it wasn't just a one-time thing. But you know, when something goes wrong like this, and Chad Kelly's found in someone else's house with a child, it just doesn't look good. And there's a lot of negative attention on the Broncos right now, and you know, about 90% of the fan base wants our head coach fired, and that's not even to say how good the Chiefs are playing right now, and it's a home game at Arrowhead, so I would be shocked if the Broncos win this one, and, you know, that's coming from a Broncos fan who, you know, has been bleeding the orange since he's been 4 years old, so that's how I feel about this one, and yeah, I would be shocked if the Broncos win, and after saying that, I have the Chiefs in both of my teasers, for a 10-point tease selection, so basically they just have to win straight up. So, you have anything in this one?
I do as well, my friend. I have my $200 13-point teaser bumps KC to +2.5, so they can lose by two. I'm kind of pissed I didn't get the hook in there with three. I could at least push, but 2.5. I mean, I don't think I have to worry about this game at all. I just don't think there's any way the Broncos and Vance Joseph figures out a way to stop Patrick Mahomes.
The only thing I will bring up is that earlier this year on Monday night, Broncos could have won that game, but we have such a home field advantage here in Denver that you know, that had a lot to do with it. But with this game being in Arrowhead in Kansas City, I feel really good about the Chiefs winning this one.
Yep, for sure, for sure. Kansas City, they just look so hot right now. Patrick Mahomes, MVP favorite. With that being said, their offense is fantastic, so no surprise, the over-under is 55.5. You know what? That actually seems like high. I know it is a high over-under, but Kansas City can put up 40 at any time. But Denver, I don't see them scoring a lot of points in this one. I just don't believe in their offense. I don't think they're good. The only piece they really have to build around is Philip Lindsay. Their receivers are old. Demaryius Thomas is on the trade block. I just don't see a lot of points getting scored in this one. So I kind of like the under. I just don't see. I mean, fucking the Bengals only, who their offense is really, really good. They only put up 10 points last week. So I would lean under there, but not an official play for me.
Yeah, I mean, you could bump that up 10 points too to a 64-ish. So
Yeah, very true. Very true.
that's something you could think about. But yeah, and it being a divisional game too, you know, I can see people saying, well, the Bengals gave up, you know, 40 plus, whatever. But you know, divisional games, you're not going to see anything close to that.
I agree. I agree.
Even though it's at home, the Broncos end with their defense. So that, yeah, that could be a. That could be one that I add later on in the week, now that I kind of bring it up.
For sure. Now the money line -575 for KC, +425 for Denver. Yeah, nothing really sticks out there. Not good enough odds to put it in a parlay. So yeah,
Yeah.
I have it in a teaser. Perfect teaser candidate this week. They can lose the game and you still win money. So I'm all in on the Chiefs this week.
Me too, and it hurts to say that, but I am. It's a smart way to go.
For sure, for sure. Next game on the slate, we have the 3-4 New York Jets taking on the 3-3 Chicago Bears. Now, the Bears coming into last week were the kings of the NFC North. I mean, they were flying high. They were 3-2, 3-1 at one point, and they were atop the division, if anybody saw that coming. So they were 3-2 entering last week, and then within 3 hours, they went from first in the division to last. The Vikings won, they lost, Green Bay had a bye, and Detroit won. So they are now last in the NFC, right where they should be. I did not believe in the Bears coming into the year, but yeah, the Vikings are now on top at 4-2-1, and just it can switch in just a second. So the Bears are now last in the division. The Jets are basically just as bad as the Bears. They are 3-4. They had a brutal loss to the Vikings, lost by over 20. So, all that being said, it is in Chicago. I said Chicago by 5 points.
I had Chicago by 4.
Huh. It looks like we're a little off on this one. They give Chicago a lot of respect for some reason. It is Chicago by a full touchdown. 7 points is what Vegas says.
Too many points.
So it's funny. There is a scenario in an alternate universe where the Bears are 6-0. I mean, let's say they beat Green Bay in week one, which they should have. They beat Miami on the Kenyon Drake fumble, kicked the extra or the field goal, and it's good. There's 5-0, and then they really hung with the Patriots last week. They even that Hail Mary at the end, if that had gotten completed, there's a path that the Bears could actually be 6-0. So the Bears are actually like a pretty good football team. Okay, I know they're last, and I mean, they could sneak in as a wild card at this point, but Mitch Trubisky is just terrible. It's just awful. I know he puts up great fantasy stats and garbage time and shit, but he is not. He is just overthrowing guys all the time. He doesn't have a good feel for the position. When he's calling plays at the line and like trying to audible, it's a train wreck. So I don't really believe in the Bears, but do you have anything in this game that you like?
Yeah, I actually, and this could be a contrary play to many potentially, but I'm actually going to go with the Jets and bumping them up to +17 as one of the legs of one of my three, or one of my teasers here, three-team teasers. I just feel that the Jets will keep it close, and I've liked what I've seen out of Sam Darnold. I think he's playing better week after week. And I know last week they lost to the Vikings, but I think in this one they'll keep it close. The over-under is only around 45, so not super high. So there won't be a lot of points scored in this one, but I think they can at least keep it within two touchdowns and a field goal. So I'm going with the Jets at plus 17 in this one.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it for sure. I did watch the game because my Vikings were involved last week. I would go on the other end of the spectrum. I think Darnold looked awful last week. He was terrible. He was just missing guys. He was getting sacked a ton and just a lot of pressure, missing guys. So last week, I know the Vikings defense is pretty good. So last week was not the best showing, but he's been pretty solid this year. I mean, he's definitely looked the best out of the four rookie quarterbacks. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah,
this game, I don't want to watch this game. I mean, it's going to be a rookie quarterback taking on the best defense in football, basically. It's probably going to be a train wreck. I'd be kind of worried about the plus 17, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. The only thing I'm worried about is that the Bears, you know, have one of those games like they did with the, I think it was the Buccaneers, but I don't know. I think there's value in this one. I don't think Jets should be favored by 7. So, yeah. I mean, if I could get plus 16, I wouldn't feel as comfortable. But getting a plus 17 was what really got me in. So I'm gonna stick with that one.
For sure, for sure. Like you said, the over/under is 45.5. Chicago minus 310 favorites. Jets plus 250. God, this is just another toss-up game. It seems like every single game this week is going to be tight. Chicago, I mean, they are favored by 7, but I don't see that from them. Are we sure Chicago deserves a full touchdown? I mean, they've just found ways to blow games, and I don't know. Their schedule has just been a cupcake schedule so far. They haven't really shown me enough to believe in them, but they should be 4-3 after this game. I don't see the Jets coming into Chicago and winning that game. So I'd be a little worried with the Jets plus 17, in my opinion. I just don't see it really, but that is one of your teaser plays and your 10-pointer. So I good luck with that one. I have nothing in this game at all. Yeah, I just don't feel confident. Yeah, I just do not feel confident in this game. Yeah. Next game on the slate, this is kind of a weird one. We have NFC versus AFC, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3-3, taking on the Bengals, who are 4-3. Like we said, the Bengals got absolutely smacked on Sunday Night Football by 35 points. Marvin Lewis looked lost. Tampa Bay had a nice win against the Browns in overtime, a 59-yard field goal from Canizero there. He missed a 40-yarder earlier in the game and then came back and almost made a 60-yarder, so that was kind of cool. Great end of that game. It is in Cincinnati. They've been sort of the sleeper team this year. I don't think anybody had them on their radar. They are 4-3, so I said Cincinnati by 4 points.
I had the same as you, 4 points.
Vegas giving them a little more respect than you and I. They say Cincinnati by a full 6-point spread here is what I'm seeing. I don't know about that one, man. God dang it. These games this week, there are some fucking terrible games this year. It's just a ton that I do not want to watch. And then, of course, I'm not going to wake up in time for the London game. So this is another one. Cincinnati taking on Tampa Bay. Both of them looked, I mean, Cincinnati has looked good, but last week was just, they were back to their old selves. They lost by 35 points in an important AFC game, so I don't know what to think about either team now. Tampa Bay, surprisingly 3-3, I mean, on pace for maybe a wild card playoff push, maybe, we'll see. Do you have a lean on anything in this game?
Not really, to be honest. Sometimes these NFC-AFC matchups just make me a little worried. I don't really have a strong feel on this one. Maybe the under is something I might play because I was looking at that, but nothing official as far as this one goes. What about you?
Absolutely not. There are no teaser candidates or money line candidates for me in this game. It's too much of a toss up. I mean, 6 points spread, not a very teasable line for me, really. I just don't know what to do with this game. Again, there are some terrible games on the schedule here. 53.5 is the over under. Tampa Bay plus 180. -215 for Cincinnati. I don't even want to talk about these teams anymore. Let's just move on to the next game because I got nothing here.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
The next game on our slate, we have 2-3-3 teams, NFC opponents, Seattle Seahawks taking on the Detroit Lions in Detroit, Ford Field. I don't really know. Both teams sort of meh. I don't really know. Have a good feel for either of them. They've had some good wins. They've had some bad losses. Both of these teams. It is in Detroit, so I said Lions by 3 points.
Again, I had the same. Lions 3.
You, me, and Vegas are all in the same boat. Classic 3 points for Vegas. They say Lions going to win this game by a field goal. So one of these teams is going to be 4-3 after this game, possibly sneaking in as a wild card. Seattle looked pretty awful early on in the year. I mean, their defense is just... I looked at their defensive depth chart, and I just... The names are just like virtually practice squad guys. I just don't know anybody besides Bobby Wagner. Earl Thomas is now hurt. And Detroit, they've had some good wins. They beat the Packers and the Patriots. But yet, I mean, they... I don't know, man. What are your thoughts on both of these teams? Who do you see winning this one?
Well, the Seahawks, they've won me some money throughout the year. It seems like a lot of people wrote them off earlier in the year. I think it was the Baldwin injury. And, yeah, I mean, I just know with the Russell Wilson, and especially when they're at home, they're a team I like to back. But in this situation, them being on the road against the Lions, I like Stafford at home in this one, but I don't have an official play in this one, but I would lean toward the Lions in this one. Just, you know, it being at home for the Lions, but that, yeah, nothing official for me in this one.
You know, with these Vegas spreads, you get ones like 1.5, 6, 4. Those usually don't end up happening. I actually see Detroit winning this game by a field goal. I honestly think Vegas hit this line right on the head. I honestly have no reason to bet this game or throw any teams in a teaser. They did a great job on the over-under as well, 49. I don't have any clue what to think about this game, man. I just think Detroit, Vegas got it right. They win by a field goal. I mean, I don't see any other scenario. I mean, I just don't. I don't know about this game, man. So we're looking at the over-under 49. That seems a little high, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, I think it should be more around like maybe like 45, 46. But
yeah, I agree.
That's just not enough for me to play it. But yeah, I agree. The line is spot on in this one. I could see a last second field goal
for sure.
The Lions to win. So.
Yeah, no doubt. The money line, Detroit -160, Seattle +140 for the W. Yeah, I don't see anything in this game that I like. I honestly, like I said, there are some terrible games this week, and this is one of them. I just really don't have any interest in watching either of these teams play, really. Very boring teams. So I'm off this game. I don't want to bet it. I don't want to watch it. So I'm out on this game. What about you?
Same here. I'll find something else to watch at that time.
Absolutely.
I'll watch the Ravens and Panthers. So.
The next game on the slate, the somehow 4-2 Washington Redskins taking on the abysmal 1-6 Giants, who yet still covered and destroyed Ben's hopes and dreams last week. They are coming in, and it's amazing. Washington should probably be favored. If they win this game, they'll be 5-2 after this game. Like that's incredible. The Redskins are like not a good team on paper. I don't know how they're 5-2. So, all that being said, the Giants, it's just been a train wreck season for them. In-house fighting, everybody's on the trade block. I said Washington by a point on the road.
I just had a pick on this one, actually.
Yeah, I can see it. It is very close. I actually boxed you out. It is Washington by a point. I got that one right on the head. They're just giving a slight lean to the Redskins. So, God, another terrible game, man. I really don't know where to go with this one either. And, I mean, this is a sports betting podcast, but we kind of sound like idiots here. We just don't know where to go on all these games, man. It's a tough feel for this week, for sure. I actually have, there's some upset potential here for the Giants, I think. People are getting traded left and right. It's at home. I actually could see the Giants putting together a nice game here and winning. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. If the line was maybe +3 for the Giants, I would probably tease it, something like that. But since it's, just rather on a pick on +1, I don't feel good enough. The Redskins defense has looked good. I know against the Saints they were exposed, but yeah, I just feel in this one. The Giants just don't have enough firepower on offense, even with Barkley. So, yeah, it's just tough. It's at home for the Giants, but yeah, I can't.
Yeah, it just looks like another classic stay-away game for me. I mean, Washington 4-2, that's just a strange 4-2 for me. I don't think they're very good. They have that's amazing that they're 4-2. It really is. I can't believe it. They barely snuck out a win against the Cowboys last week. Cowboys, of course, came in favored. Just another stay-away game for me. The over-under's 42. Sounds about right. Washington minus 120 for the victory. Giants even money for the victory. Yeah, I don't have any leans on this one, man. I feel like it's going to be a close game, and Vegas does as well, but I just don't think either of these teams are that teasable, you know?
Yeah, I'm on the same page.
Yeah, it looks like we're both just staying away. No official plays for you, so let's just go right into the next game. A divisional matchup here. Finally, I have a bet in this game. The 2-4-1 Cleveland Browns taking on the Steelers of Pittsburgh, 3-2-1. Now, everybody's talking this in the AFC North. I mean, you got Baltimore is having a really strong year. Cincinnati is as well. Cleveland even was a hot team to start the year. But you know who's actually winning this division as of today is the Steelers. They're still on top at 3-2-1 because that's better than 4-3 for Baltimore and Cincinnati. So Pittsburgh actually, even though people are really down on them, they're still the division leaders right now. So all that being said, I said Pittsburgh by 5 points in a divisional game against the Browns.
I had Pittsburgh 6.5.
You had a better feel for this one. It is Pittsburgh by 7.5, according to my bookie. So, yeah, man, they don't even give you that little... That's not even a teaser candidate, man. They put the half on it. I'm also seeing 8 on sportsbooks, so... Yeah, it's Pittsburgh by 7.5, but, for a 13-pointer, I'm still going to use it. I have Pittsburgh in my 13-point teaser plus 5.5. I just don't see any way they lose to the Browns this week at home. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the same page with you. I don't have any plays in this one. That was one of the candidates I had was Steelers in a teaser, but just... I don't know. I have a weird feeling that the Browns can make this closer than what the spread is, but I don't know. I mean, they've shown they could play well, but they haven't lately, so it would be a tough one on the road. But I get a little bit of trappiness feel to this game, but that's more along the lines of, them covering the spread. But I it's going to be tough to see them pull this out. I don't know if I see that happening.
Yeah, I like Pittsburgh 5.5 plus 5.5 in my tees because the Browns have had some wins, but they aren't blowing teams out. They aren't putting up more than like 20 points on teams. Their defense is basically just keeping them in it every week. I mean, their offense is just really, Yeah, they have not won a game this year by more than 3 points, I believe. So Pittsburgh plus 5.5. I really feel confident in that one. So not only that, I have my Moneyline parlay, $1,000 on Pittsburgh minus 380, and this one is one of my plays. So I like the money line for the Steelers as well.
Nice. Well, I'll be pulling for you on that one.
You're just gonna stay away, huh?
Yeah, I'm staying away on this one. Yeah, I'm just staying away.
The over-under is 50.5. Cleveland plus 300 for the W, minus 380 for Pittsburgh. I can see the trappiness from a mile away. I really can, but it's Cleveland, man. They just find terrible ways to lose games, and they're poorly coached.
Yep.
There's just no way they come into Pittsburgh with that crowd at Heinz Field. Pittsburgh offense looked really good the last several weeks, so I just don't see a scenario where Cleveland wins this game. Baker has not really impressed me the last several weeks. He has been pretty pedestrian, so I don't believe in the Browns right now.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of a fun one to watch, though. I am a little bit intrigued to see what happens in this one, though.
Yeah, I agree, for sure. The big thing for me is that it is at Heinz Field. Pittsburgh just plays so well at home, so I can definitely see them. But from a spread perspective, I can see Cleveland keeping it close. 7.5 is a pretty high spread, so I see Pittsburgh just, yeah. It should be an easy matchup for them, and they should win this game. But yeah, I have a couple plays in this one, but it looks like you're just staying away.
Yep, staying away on this one.
The next one on our slate, I think we found it this week, though, speaking of trappiness. The 2-5 Colts taking on the 1-5 Oakland Raiders. This is my trap game of the week. I can already see it just looking at the schedule. Oakland has just looked terrible. They're trading everybody. Derek Carr's on the trade block. They're thinking of cutting him next year. They're 1-5. They're terrible. Amari Cooper's now gone. And the Colts had a nice bounce-back win, destroying the Bills last week. I see the trap game coming from a mile away, and I'm not having any plays in this one, but I said Indianapolis by 2 points on the road.
I had Indy by 5.
Wow, that's you're giving a lot of respect. I get it. I get where you're coming from. Vegas, however, saying yeah. Oakland at home, they say Indianapolis by 3 points, so I got that one. Yeah, this game, just everything points to a trap game. Oakland is at home. They play really well at home. Just everything is, it's just, oh my God. Oakland is just such a train wreck right now. I mean, they do have 3 first-round picks next year, and that's sort of something to hang their hat on. They totally won the fucking Amari Cooper trade, getting a first-round pick. That should have never happened. He's probably worth a third or a fourth round pick. I don't know what the Cowboys are thinking, but Oakland just...
They're desperate, I guess.
I guess, but a first round pick desperate. They could have at least snuck like a second in there. But the Colts, I think, are actually pretty good. I know on paper they're 2-5, but I think the Colts are actually a pretty solid team. They just destroyed the Bills. They were with it. They almost beat the Eagles. They should have tied with the Texans. Like, this is a pretty solid team. So, the over-under is 51. Oakland plus 140 for the W. Indy minus 160. Anything stick out to you in this game? Because it is a trap game for me. I'm staying away.
Nope. Definitely on the same page as you on this one. I like the Colts, actually, but in this situation... I would feel a lot more comfortable if Colts were at home and even if the spread was like 7, to be honest. But just that 3.5 on the road, it seems trappy. And, yeah, I'm not playing anything in this one.
For sure. Also, Oakland, one of the toughest places to play in the NFL as well. Crazy, crazy Raiders fans screaming at you. It's hard for you to concentrate behind center there. So I don't like anything in this game. I really don't. The games that I'm betting on are starting to come up here on the later slate in the Monday game. So I have nothing in this one. So it looks like you're on board with me on that.
Yeah, Nothing in this one at all.
Next game on our slate, we have the first overall pick bowl, Ben. The San Francisco 49ers, 1-6. The Cardinals, terrible loss to Denver last week. They are 1-6 as well. It seems whoever loses this game, probably going to get the first overall pick next year. Both of these teams are just terrible. San Fran blew that game against Green Bay several weeks ago and then just laid an egg against the Rams, who a lot of people had them. The line moved later in the week from like minus 11 to minus 9. They lost by like 29 points. So both of these teams are terrible. I don't want to watch a second of this football game, and I'm not going to. Thank God. So I don't know what to do with this game. I just said Arizona by one since they're at home. Basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, I had Arizona by one as well.
It is a pick 'em according to my bookie, so... Yeah, they literally, like, looked at this game, they were like, I don't fucking know. I mean, both teams are garbage. Yeah, pick them, sure. So they're giving a slight lean to San Fran as a better team, since it is a pick 'em with Arizona being at home with the 3 points. Oh, my God. This is just an awful, awful game. Josh Rosen has been really bad. He had 2 pick-sixes against your Broncos. Broncos defense had 32 points in fantasy. Just abysmal, abysmal. San Fran, of course, a lot of people were like, oh, you know, they hung with Green Bay. Like, they maybe might do something in a division game against the Rams. Well, that was not the case. They got destroyed. Terrible, terrible loss for them. So, yeah, this is just an awful game. Any plays you like in this one? Because I cannot play this game.
I got one play in this one, and I'll explain why for a few reasons, but I'm actually going to go with the Cardinals at plus 10. And there's a few reasons why I like this play. One, I know Rosen looked bad last week, but there was a couple reasons why, and that was the Broncos' defense was super fired up. Von Miller had a statement where he said basically guaranteeing the win, and there was some kind of, I guess you could say, bad blood between Rosen and the Broncos because Rosen felt like he should have been picked by the Broncos. So, I mean, there was a lot going on in that, and not trying to make excuses for his performance, but it also was a Thursday night game, and Thursday night games, as well as London games, should just be abolished. They got to get rid of both those. But in this one, I think Rosen will have, I don't want to call it a bounce-back game, but I think he'll play a lot better than he did against the Broncos last Thursday. And the over-under is the lowest one of the week at 42 in any of the games for this weekend. So I like it to be closer. I think if 49ers win, it will just be by either a field goal or a touchdown. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game, something like 13-17. And so in this one, I'm going to go with the Cardinals, the home team, to cover by 10.
So yeah, both teams 1-6. But the 49ers 1-6 is way more like impressive than the Cardinals 1-6. You know, the only win that the Cardinals did have was against the 49ers on the road, no less. So maybe that's actually a pretty good play. I can get behind that, but I feel like you're going to text me, man. It's going to be like 21-0 Niners, and you're going to be like, dude, what was I thinking? Like, oh my God, Arizona's, they're terrible. Jeff said it last week, totally, totally hit it on the head. When two terrible teams play each other, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, it could be a shootout. Both defenses are just terrible. I just have no idea what to think. So this is just a classic stay-away game for me. I just don't want anything to do with this. I'm not going to watch this game. I do not recommend others out there watch this game either. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it's a later game, and... I think the next game we're going to cover will be the one to watch at that time slot. But
absolutely,
it's funny. The Cardinals I've actually teased a few times this year, and they've came through every time. So I'm just going to ride with them again. I know it's weird to say that, like riding with the Cardinals at 1-6, but hey, they've been covering teases for me, so I'm gonna keep going with it.
You know what? I can't fault you there. They have been an interesting teaser candidate this year. They've actually won me some money this year, so I can't deny you that.
Yeah.
Next game on the slate, We have the 3-2-1 Green Bay Packers taking on the 7-0 Los Angeles Rams, who never, they doesn't look like they're ever going to lose another game. I mean, they're just fantastic, well-coached, killing it. They beat the Niners by 29 last week. It is in Los Angeles. Green Bay coming off a bye. I said Rams by 10 points.
I had Rams by 10.5.
I boxed you out on this one. It is Rams by 9.5 points, according to Vegas. So they are giving you a little hook on the 9, but interesting matchup here. Really, this will definitely be the game to watch on the 3 o'clock slate. There's no question about that. The Rams, of course, are just, they're 7-0, and I pulled up their schedule because several weeks ago I said I think they can go 16-0. So this is what their schedule looks like the rest of the way. Taking on Green Bay this week, should be 8-0 after that. At New Orleans, taking on Seattle at home for Kansas City, on the road for Detroit, on the road for the Bears, at home for Philadelphia, and then they finish their schedule with two easy wins at Arizona and taking on the 49ers in Week 17 at home.
Wow.
The only game I can see them losing is at New Orleans is the only one I'd be worried about for them to go 16-0. I mean, yes, they are taking on Kansas City, but KC, I don't think they're as good as the Rams are, and it's at home for them. But, of course, that one could be a shootout, and you never know. But taking on the Saints in the Superdome is the one that I'm putting a star next to. I think that could be an upset game. What do you think about this schedule? Do you think that they can go 16-0?
That one will be tough. Of course, the Chiefs, and then depending on where the Bears are at, too, I could see that being like kind of a trappy game on the road. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet against them in that situation. So, yeah, I think it's definitely possible, but I think somewhere, though, they'll slip. So, we'll see.
For sure. Now, Green Bay, of course, a perennial lock for the playoffs with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. Talking about schedules, man, here's the next 4 weeks for Green Bay. At Rams right now, I don't know what order this is, I forgot, but it's at Minnesota, taking on the Patriots in Foxborough, and then at home for the Saints. That is a brutal four-game stretch for the Packers coming up here. They need this win. I mean, I think this is honestly a must-win game. I mean, that schedule is way too fucking tough the next four games. They also play the Bears later on in the season as well in Chicago. So, I mean, this is not an easy road for the playoffs for Green Bay right now. They really kind of shot themselves in the foot early on in the year, and they're paying for it right now. This is a extremely, extremely tough stretch of schedule for them. They're basically playing four of the top six teams in the NFL in the next 4 weeks. So I had them as a wild card team in our season preview podcasts. I think that bet's dead. I just do not see the Green Bay making the playoffs this year. What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be tough with that schedule. I don't know. I mean, I've tried to count Aaron Rodgers out a few times, and he always proves me wrong. But, I mean, I don't know. This may be the year where, you know, I don't know. It's going to be tough. They're going to have to back their way into the playoffs this year.
Yeah, a lot of rookies on their team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. They really have no talent, really. I mean, they're just not a very talented team. Now, all that being said, I did just kind of, I mean, of course, as a Vikings fan, I did just kind of shit on the Packers, but I do like them in a tease this week. Hear me out. I like this a lot.
Me as well.
I like this a lot, man. I have Green Bay plus 22.5 in my 13-point teaser, so they can lose by 3 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion, and you still get the W. Plus 22.5 for Green Bay. What about you? You like the pack this week?
Yeah, I'm playing them in a 3-team teaser, so they're bumped up to 19.5, so they can lose by 2 touchdowns and a field goal. If you can get it up to me, that'd be great. But I actually think that this is going to be a closer game than most think. to the point of it being a desperation game. And we've seen Aaron Rodgers in a lot of games come back in the fourth, whether it be to win a game or even just to keep it close. They just, you know, they're a good fourth quarter type, like, let's pass it 10 times in a row. I think Aaron Rodgers might be one of the best quarterbacks at doing that. So from a tease perspective, you know, if the Rams are up, let's say, you know, two touchdowns or three touchdowns or whatever, I feel really comfortable with Aaron Rodgers getting one, you know, at the end of a game. So that's kind of my logic on this one. So, yeah, I'm going with the Packers at plus 19 and a half.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like it a lot. The Packers, there's no way they lose by over three touchdowns, right? I mean, I could see two touchdowns. The Rams are good.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can also see Green Bay winning this game as well. So I love that. That's honestly, out of all my teaser legs, I think that's my favorite, is Green Bay plus 22.5. I have three of the four already. We got Pittsburgh plus 5.5. KC plus 2.5, Green Bay plus 22.5. So it sounds like you like Green Bay in your tease as well, but, you know, the 19.5, you don't get that three touchdowns, which it kind of scares me, you know? Like, the Rams can put the foot on the gas pedal, so to speak. So, but I honestly, I don't think you should be worried, but you never know, man. The Rams, they can beat anybody by three touchdowns.
Yeah, they can definitely put up points quickly, but you know, one thing I'm just looking at, and I'm usually not one to throw money on a heavy underdog like this, but Packers' money line is at, it looks like I'm 370. That's juicy, man. I mean,
I agree.
I don't know, you can just put like $50 on there. I mean, the win about 150. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it a lot. The over-under in this game, 56.5, like you said, I'm seeing plus 360, minus 480 for the Rams. But, yeah, I can see it for sure, but I just don't. The Rams are at home. McVay's incredible. But, like I said, the more and more I talk about it, the more and more I love the leg, though. Green Bay plus 22.5 is just, there's no way that does not hit. There's just no way. So that is what I like in this game. I was thinking of putting the Rams money line in my parlay, but I this is too close of a game. Two very, very solid quarterbacks. I can't do it. So
good call.
Yep, I think there's a tiny bit of trappiness in this one for sure. The next game on our slate, probably the best matchup of the week, on Sunday night, a repeat of the divisional round of last year, of course, everybody remembers where they were with the Stephon Diggs catch. The Saints are coming to town to Minnesota again to relive. How many times do you think, what's the over-under on times they replay that during the broadcast of the Diggs play? Like, seven? Are they going to show that video seven times?
Yeah, I was going to say like 7 to 10. Yeah, we'll set it at 8.5.
8.5 sounds about right. They just... So yeah, New Orleans 5-1, high flying. The Vikings 4-2-1 at home. This seems like an easy teaser candidate for me, considering that the spread is probably going to be close. I said it was a pick 'em, honestly. What did you say?
I actually had Saints by one.
It is actually on the other side of the spectrum. It is Minnesota by one. As of right now on my bookie.
You can see that they're at home.
This line kind of makes me scratch my head. I mean, Minnesota 4-2-1. I know it's at home. I know they just beat the Jets, but this team is really banged up. A lot of injuries. I don't know, man. I don't see the Vikings winning this game, honestly. So, with that being said, I do this every once in a while. I'm doing a happiness hedge bet here. So I am putting $100 $100 on the Saints plus one, just because if they win, I'll win money. And if the Vikings win, I'll be happy that they are probably a lock for the playoffs and just beat the Saints. So I'm not gonna walk away.
I'm kinda doing the same with my Broncos and the Chiefs to win and my teasers, so
yeah.
I feel you 100%.
Yep. So I'm gonna walk away with this game with either a Vikings win or money. I'm not gonna settle for throwing. I don't understand when people bet money on their team to win, because then you can double the heartbreak. So
I
have 100 on New Orleans, and not only that, I'm not just hedging it for fandom purposes. I actually think the Saints will win this game. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going with the Saints in this one. They look good, and the offense is clicking. So I would lean Saints in this one, but yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a close one, and I'm excited for it. Definitely the best game of the Sunday slate.
Without question, it's gonna be a shootout. Over/unders 52.5. New Orleans, of course, it is basically even money. Pick 'em basically. So, well, not only that, but I can push the bet at Saints +1, or they could tie, and I win money, and I'm not that pissed that the Vikings didn't win. So, but I have $100 on New Orleans in this game. I did not throw them in my tees just because I could see, honestly, either team winning by a touchdown, two touchdowns. I honestly don't have the best feel for it because the Saints lost two games in U.S. Bank Stadium there in Minnesota last year. So, I mean, they don't play well in this arena, but the Saints have looked just really good this year. So I think the Saints will actually win this game. I don't think Minnesota's dealing with too many injuries. Xavier Rhodes, Anthony Barr, a lot of injuries. So
yeah.
I think the Saints have looked really good, 5-1. I'm taking them in this game.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that one. I think Saints pulled off.
It's going to be a great game, though. Definitely the best game on the slate. Sunday night, prime time. I'm excited to watch. However, I hate when my team plays on prime time because then I just like watching them play at noon on Sunday, but whatever. It's a big game for both teams, so we'll see. Next game and the last game on our slate. This is a doozy. I've been circling and waiting for this game on the schedule just so I can throw it in a parlay, and finally it's here. The New England Patriots taking on the Buffalo Bills. Easy parlay to bump the money up a little bit, candidate. 5-2 New England. They've looked really, really good. Beat the Bears in a shootout last week. And then Buffalo, 2-5, took the loss with Derek Anderson at the reins last week. I think they only put up 7 points, 10 points, something like that. But they just got blown out by the Colts. Helped me win a bunch of money. So it is in Buffalo. I said New England by 14.
I was right on money with you on that, 14.
Looks like we were pretty close, but they bumped it down a point. It is New England by 13 points in Buffalo. Yeah, two touchdowns. I mean, for me, it's the last leg of my teaser and parlay. So they are minus 800 for the victory, New England is, which is pretty solid odds, honestly. I really like it. If it was like minus 1,000, I wouldn't touch it, but minus 800 is pretty solid. So New England minus 800, pairing it with Pittsburgh minus 380 gets you $425 on your $1,000 investment. So I like those two heavy favorites a lot. And then, of course, in my teaser, I have Pittsburgh plus 5.5, KC plus 2.5, Green Bay plus 22.5. And then New England as a PK in this game, just need to win. So that fills out the rest of my ballot card. Anything in this game you like?
I was looking a little bit at the over in this one, but I'm not going to go with an official play right now. I could change that, so I'm not sure. Check back later on my site. But as for now, I'm not having any official plays in that. But I just think if the Bills can score maybe 13, 14 points, that over is going to hit. So we'll see.
I totally agree. The over-under 45.5 for this game. I mean, the fucking Patriots can put up 45 on them there by themselves. So I like that over a lot for sure. They just do not – they still believe the Bills are going to put up a couple touchdowns at home. So I do kind of like that over as well. But, hey, if you even tease it down to 35 – Patriots easily could put 35.
Yeah, I might switch something up. We'll see later, but yeah, that's one that is attractive to as well.
For sure. The money line for Buffalo is plus 580 is what I'm seeing. Not very tantalizing there, considering there's no chance that they win this game.
Yeah.
I don't see it. And so they do, honestly, in years past, they have played New England pretty tough, but right now they got Derek Anderson at quarterback. If he goes down, Nate Peterman's the backup. There's just no way in hell that the Patriots lose this game. So easy parlay candidate. Hopefully they can save me some money, because there are some tough matchups this week, man. I know I've been hot. I know I've been on fire and haven't had a losing week, but one of these teams, man, one of these teams is going to fuck me. I think it might be the Chiefs, honestly, +2.5 in my teaser. I think the Chiefs could blow things up this week.
We'll see. I hope not, but we'll find out.
Well, I mean, your Broncos would get the W, so I don't think you'd be that upset about it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, you know what, I guess I'll take it. So there's the, what do you call it, the happiness hedge pick?
Yep, without question. Now, Pittsburgh also is an interesting trap game teaser candidate that could blow up. I feel like you kind of talked me into it several minutes ago. Cleveland, I feel like they have good players, man. They have a very good offense on paper, and their defense has been really, really good this year. But it is Pittsburgh at home. That is another one that I'm pretty worried about in this teaser candidate and parlay. Because if the Steelers lose, I'm having an absolutely abysmal week. So I'm worried about that game for sure.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about the Browns, but I don't know. I just get worried that Baker Mayfield could just come out and have a day, but we'll see.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can already see the signs are already pointing to it right now. But that is all we have. So to recap our picks, we have well, you go first.
Yeah, so the first three-game teaser we have Packers +19.5, Cardinals +11, and then Chiefs straight up. Then the second one, we also have the Chiefs again straight up. Jets +17, and then the Panthers, Baltimore under 54, and then a single bet, I'm going with the Panthers under 44, or the Panthers Baltimore game under 44. So three picks, and I'll be betting 120 on the teasers to win 100, and then 110 to win 100 for the Panthers Ravens under.
Very nice. I like those picks a lot. This week, I have just a weird feeling about this week. I've been too good for too long. It's got to come crashing down one of these weeks, and I think this one might be the one. But I have New England -800 paired with Pitt. -380 wins you $425 on 1,000, $100, my happiness hedge, $100 on New Orleans. And then my $200 teaser, New England PK, Pitt +5.5, KC +2.5. And Green Bay coming around the end at +22.5 are my picks this week. So, like we said, you've been hot, I've been hot. Hopefully, we can keep it going this week. But it's gonna come crashing down one of these days, man. It's gonna be like, oh yeah. If Pittsburgh loses, man, I mean, who knows? So, thank you, Ben, for coming on. Really appreciate you taking time on your day.
Definitely, man.
And we'll definitely have you on sometime. Yeah. Later in the season, probably next week if history repeats itself.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I love coming on, man. It's fun, and it's good to, you know, just talk about these games with you, because, you know, we see things, you know, in a conversation that we would probably see just by ourselves. So it's always great, and I hope your listeners are winning as much money as you are. So
exactly. Yeah, it's two heads are better than one, and I like talking through these games and having sort of where your head's at, where my head's at. So thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. So good luck, everybody. Hopefully we can make you some money this week.
Yep. All right. See you later.
Peace out, man.